接下来是，要介绍好。
I'd like to tell you guys a story. Okay. We'll talk now about the essence of Rosh Hashanah. When we talk about the essence of Rosh Hashanah.We talk about Matthew the Hunnah Sashofa, who went to the Davin, to Shatayom. But there's a line that we say after each of the Tekiyot, where we say, Hayom Harat Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. What does that mean? Hayom Harat. Harat is Lashon Hirayon, pregnancy. And Rosh Hashanah, Kiriyachol, the world is pregnant. The world has life in it.Just waiting to come forth, waiting to be born. It's a new creation. You guys may not remember the Tzivus Shalom that we first saw when we started the Chassidus over there. But he was asking us, well, how does it make sense? It's Yom HaDin. What does it mean it's Yom HaDin? And he explained, it doesn't mean it's Yom HaDin. It means God is recreating the world on Rosh Hashanah. It's a completely new creation. It's a completely new life.Now this is very hard for us to understand, because to us, in our limited vision, so we think that Tav Shinayin Hey is going to be just a continuation of Tav Shinayin Dal, but it's not true. The Sfarim writes, the Sfarim HaKadoshim writes, that Hashem creates the world one year at a time. And there's no guarantee that the world will continue to exist the same way it did,today, in a week from now. There's not necessarily a guarantee. And when it seems to us like it is continuing, it's actually a completely new reality. The author of Tzvi Meyer, Tzadik here in Yerushalayim, explained like this. He said, imagine that our world was completely blue. Everything in the world was blue.Blue is the color scheme of the world. Comes up Shana, boom, now it's green. All of a sudden, green. It's a whole new reality. The world is different. It may look the same, but it's different. I want to give you guys some examples of what that means. Maral writes that the word Shana is involved in machinery. It's in the language of change.That the world changes each year into a new reality. We say it in the Sanat Tokev prayer, the Rosh Hashanah Yichaseivun, Yom Tim Kippur Yichaseivun, Mi Yetieh, Mi Yomu. The word is, we will die. What does that mean? It means it is the day that Hashem is determining life and death for the coming year. It's a new reality.Last year, last Rosh Hashanah, it was written down. Who's going to live and who's going to die? Now, without getting into the sugya of the Gemara, who considered a tzaddik, a considered a rasha, machlokas rishonim, how to understand that Gemara, if a person is written for death, it does not necessarily mean that if a person died during a certain year, that they were inscribed as a rasha. Maybe it was just the role in this world was.Is done. Maybe Hashem brought them into this world only for a certain purpose. We can't figure out Hashem's cheshbonos as to why people live and why people die. But a year ago, Rosh Hashanah, Naphtali and Gilad and Ayal, they didn't know what was going on. They were regular teenage boys.Aaron Sofer, the boy who died in the forest, the boy from MTA, what was his name again? Newman. We think that life is going to continue as it normally does. But the reality of life is being written on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yitaseh. And this is the pshat why we read about Beit Yitzchak, that the Kriyas HaTorah Rosh Hashanah is about the birth of Yitzchak. Because Sarah Imenu was, she was not Kara, she was a barren woman. About that, she had no uterus. So how could she ever possibly have a child? She was 90 years old. How could she ever possibly have a child? But what? The Gemara says she was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean, she was remembered on Rosh Hashanah? Hashem doesn't forget. What does it mean she was remembered? It means Hashem created a new reality. That this 90-year-old woman, her inside would be renewed. That she would have inside the body of a younger woman, so that she could bear a child. The Rosh Hashanah Nisgadah. And Chana also, the Haftorah of that first day, is that Chana, who we learned so many things from Tfilah from, who also, she was a barren woman, she could not have a child. And so finally she bore Shmuel HaNavi. The Gemara says, why do we read it? Why do we read about Chana and Rosh Hashanah? Because she was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem created a new reality, a barren woman, who this was impossible, this was not reality, she could not have children. Hashem changed the physical reality in the world. I want to tell you a true story. But to this day, I cannot explain it, except through the power of tefillah. Before I made Aliyah, I still live in Passaic, New Jersey, which is a very nice community. And it was one Sunday morning, it was May time, or June, it was May. I went to shul on a Sunday morning, it's 8 o'clock evening, normal Sunday morning. After davening, the man gets up, the eyes are red, tears coming down his face, says, "Can you please say to him, to my daughter?" He gets up and he says to him, and everybody answers, and everybody has kavanah sincerely. He's very shaken. Afterwards, a crowd gathers around him to ask him what's going on. And he says, "My daughter, my 9-year-old daughter, she's complaining about headaches for several months. I gave her Tylenol, whatever, it didn't go away. And finally, we took her for some testing. And the doctors just found that she has a brain tumor. And it's a huge brain tumor. And we don't know what it's going to be." So he gave us his daughter's name. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, a little paper that I have. And I said, "You know, I'm done." And then I decided, it's not enough, it's just I down for her. And he's teaching out there. And so I helped run the minions for the seniors. And I said, I'll bring in this girl's name, and I'll ask 70 students to down for her. And I photocopied that little sheet of paper, and I cut it up, and I put it on each student's chair, and got me the next day. And I asked everybody, told everybody to put it, please keep her in mind. And 2 weeks went by, and, you know, as with many of these things, you know, tried to remember, tried to daven for her. 2 weeks later, I see her father in the show, and he was very, very calm. I went to her and we didn't really know each other. I just, you know, I got in the back of the show, he got in front of the show. I said, "Hi, I want to ask, how's your daughter doing?" But he smiled and he said to me, "She's fine." I'm like, what do you mean? He said, "It's not a brain tumor. It's a sinus infection." He said, "The doctors didn't read it right." He said, "She has the worst sinus infection that anybody has ever seen, like any of the doctors have ever seen. And she had like, whatever, mucus that had built up from her nose, from her sinus, all the way back into her brain. And it was like to the degree that he said before that it was affecting her vision. But she's on antibiotics, and she's taking special medicine, and and it's going away. And that person, she's feeling better, and she's going to be fine. That's what it means, Hashem changes reality. That's what it means, that the world can change. There is a reality that we see in this world right now. We see what looks to us like walls and floors and steps. And us, ourselves, and we ourselves, we can look at ourselves and say, I'm not this, I'm not a Gemara guy, I'm not a Ta'ami guy, I have challenges, I'm learning to say, well, I'm distracted, ADD, whatever it is. Hashem can change it all. The reality is not set in stone. You might have been a certain way for the past 18 years of your life, but there's nothing that stops Hashem from helping you change that. All it takes is you reaching out to Hashem and saying, this Rosh Hashanah, Hashem, I want to start a different life. It's a shana, it's a year, it's going to be a change, a shinui. That's what means Hashem changes the reality. That's what means that Hashem is the king. Hashem owns this place. Hashem owns this world. That's what we're doubting, that's everything that we're doubting for. The Tzimur of Hatah, Tzimur of Lech, HaKol Masecha, you rule Hashem. Like we say in the Aleinu, which everyone mumbles on the way out, trying to run for breakfast in the morning, but the Aleinu, which is the peak experience, where we're bound down on the floor, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Aleinu Shabbat, we have to praise you, the master of everything. You are the master. Ain't over the Rabbi, heaven through our soul, there's nothing but God. Reality is determined by God. That's Malchus. And Zichronos is that Hashem remembers us. What does it mean again that Hashem remembers us? Hashem says, I love you so much. Do me a favor. Remind me how much I love you. Remind me how much I love you. You know how good you are? You know how good I know you are? You know how good I created you? Like we learned from the show, you know how normal it is to be good? To be mitzvah? To be positive? To go back to being normal. Yeah, we all do sins, we all make mistakes. Hashem says, I love you so much. Of course, I'll look past your mistakes. Just remind me. Remind me that you know who you're supposed to be. The Chronos. And Bameh, says Gemara, with what? How do we communicate this with Hashem? That we recognize that he's the Adon HaKol, and that we recognize that he loves us, and that we remind him how much he loves us? Bameh, Bashofar. With the key of the shofar. What's the tekiah of the shofar? The neshima. It's a neshima. Neshima is a breath. A breath which comes from the neshama, which comes from the inside. Neshama and neshima are the same language. Because why? Because what are we really? What is it that Hashem created? Hashem created our neshama. Because our group, our bodies are just part of the same physical reality that exists all around us. And it's meaningless. Because the physical is meaningless. Because today this could be a table of tomorrow, Hashem could turn it into a cow. Today this could be a tomorrow, could be a giraffe. It does, because Hashem will change it. Today it could be a breakthrough, the next day it could be a sinus infection. Because that is Hashem's power, I don't know. But what are we? So if my brain doesn't work so well, okay. What are we? We are a neshama. That's who we really are. And so when we blow the shofar, the most intangible power comes out, which is the power of the soul. And we chose the answer. So trying to give a mashal as to how the din work on Rosh Hashanah. It says there was a king who communicated to a certain village in his kingdom, I'm coming for an inspection. I have a certain set of rules. We have a constitution in this country. I want to make sure that you're following all the rules. He says, I'm coming in 30 days for an inspection. And the people in the town are getting nervous. Oh my gosh, the king is coming. So what are we going to do? Well, we have to prepare. Yeah, but we have so many things going on in our regular lives. Well, how is it that we're going to prepare? They said, we'll ring the bell tower in the village every single day and announce the king is coming. And this is what they did for 30 days, every single day. Ding, 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 the king is coming, the king is coming. Ding, 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 the next day, the king is coming, the king is coming, for 30 days. One day after next, 20 days, 15 days, 10 days, 5 days, the king is coming, the king is coming. And finally, on the 30th day, the bell keeps ringing. Because the king is here. And when the king walks into the village, he sees, did they prepare for my arrival? Did they sweep the streets? Did they wash the windows? Are all the rules being followed? So for 30 days, we blew the shofar. The king is coming! The king is coming! And when Rosh Hashanah comes in, the bell keeps ringing. 100 kolos, 100 blows of the shofar, 100 sounds. The king is here. The king is here. And so there's so much of this judgment on Rosh Hashanah happened when Hashem sees you at shofar blowing. The king is here. What do you look like? It's too late to prepare anyone. You had 30 days. You had the entire month of Elul to prepare. The king was coming. And now, how do you look? Where are you at right now? Where's your mind, like we learned? What are you focused on? Are you focused on curfew? Are you focused on whether or not the Jets won? Are you focused on what girls are going to be at Ben Yehuda tonight? Or are you focused on life and death? Are you focused on the fact that this year is the most powerful year in your entire life? And that your success this year, how much you connect to Hashem this year, is going to affect who your wife is, what your children look like, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, what the next, as of Hashem, 102 years of your life, what it looks like. King is in the room in the shelf of blood. And where's your head? So it's scary. Tomorrow night is Yom Adin. Tomorrow night is Yom Adin. So what do we do? What do we do? We have to do chashon and nefesh. We have to do tshuva. And we have to be tough. We have to have faith. Because we have to know, we should know, that although we have to go and face the most powerful judge in the universe, that judge, that Father, he loves him. And he sees unbelievable potential in each and every one of you. And he believes in each and every one of us more than we believe in ourselves. He knows the great capabilities that are in each and every one of us. And Lahavdil, between me and God, I can say the same thing. That I look at each and every one of you and I know that the yeshiva schedule is hard, and especially in the afternoon it's difficult, and especially during sleep calls with more lack of sleep, it's also difficult. But trust me, I've seen boys here before. I've seen them go on to be tremendous successes, to grow as in a Torah, to be successful and enjoy learning Torah. To be besimcha, to have a joy in the fact that they are close to Hashem. And they are living lives of spiritual value and moral value. With menschlichkeit, with midot. And making a big kiddush Hashem. And for that, your reality does not need to change all that much. So Baruch Hashem, you guys are over there. Baruch Hashem, you come from home, so they taught you good midot. So all that needs to change It's a very little push. It'll come step by step. It starts in Rosh Hashanah. Starts in Rosh Hashanah, and we recognize that Hashem is the King. Hashem is in charge of everything. And the more that I mevatel myself to Hashem, then the better my status is. The more that I recognize that I have to live for Hashem, then the more that I can live. It says, "Afreinu l'chayim melech hafetz l'chayim." Remember us for life, Hashem. Hashem melech hafetz l'chayim. God who desires, the King who desires life. The chazdim who save our life, Hashem, please write us in the book of life. Write us in the book of life, Hashem. Why? Why should He do that? If we finish the mantel of Kim Chayim, why? Because we're living for You, Hashem. We should give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we do, the more Rosh Hashanah will be a day of chus and less of judgment. And plain and simple, when we say Hashem's name, when we call Hashem Adonai, my master, that's what it means. Hashem, You're in charge. You're in charge. Giving myself over to You. As it's Hashem, if you let Hashem take the reins, if you let Hashem on the show, so then we can be part of His master plan, and we know He's got the best plan. He's going to be successful. If we latch onto that, and we get carried along with it, then by that Hashem, our reality will change from good, as Hashem, to even better. I wish you guys Hashanah Tova, Tikhaseva, Tikhasema, Rialta, Tachat, Hashem, Shalom. Hashem should bless each and every one of you, and your family, and the yeshiva as a whole, and Am Yisrael here in our Yisrael as well as abroad. Shuzot at the Mitzvah Tovos, Yeshuot and Nechamot, and good in our spirit. Amen. Okay, so that was Nimba.
Do you need
Tarnia? I don't think so. Thank you, guys.